USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring on North Korea, while China opted to abstain from the vote. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller described this move as indicative of increased cooperation between Russia and North Korea. U.S. officials have raised concerns, alleging North Korea is providing weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and Americans. He tells Fox Business he believes the new law, SB 4, in Texas will be upheld, allowing Texas state authorities to arrest those spotted or suspected of crossing the border illegally.
It will eventually end up at the steps of the Supreme Court for the final decision, and I believe they will say we are clearly being invaded. Everyone in America knows we're being invaded.
The law remains held up in the courts now as the White House sues against it. Biden administration attorneys argue the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. The president of Ukraine urging Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. President Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation on Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. The Senate last month passed a bipartisan national security measure that includes funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, although the House has yet to take it up. SpaceX delaying their Falcon 9 rocket launch. The launch initially set for Thursday evening out of California was pushed until at least Friday afternoon. The Falcon 9 rocket will launch 22 Starlink satellites into orbit. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect during a routine traffic stop. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old NYPD officer Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump attending his wake on Thursday, speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. It was in Rockford, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago, on Wednesday. Four people died and seven were hurt. One very highly regarded Brit in Hollywood will now have a surname. Literally, Oppenheimer and Batman director Christopher Nolan is being knighted by King Charles in the UK. He'll now be called Sir Christopher Nolan. His wife and producing partner will also become Dame Emma Thomas. This comes on the coattails of Oppenheimer's critical acclaim in the box office and its success at the Oscars. King Charles is also bestowing the honor upon Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, Sir Ted. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.